prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. Magical engineer Frank and I ready to go. We're going to be talking about that flu zone vaccine. I don't know if you've heard about it. They're advertising it. It's been around for a few years, but it's supposed to be a higher dose flu shot. So we're going to look into that. And also, we're going to cover some things about stress and your glands and how you can take a lot of metabolic stress off of your glands. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. By the way, Frank, our quack report's brief today. But we got a devotional to do. So without further ado on that, let's do it. Big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer every day. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I hope you are too. Devotional today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Boy, I tell you, America needs a healing for sure. So mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up and last but not least in the quacker today, new study, algorithms for predicting which patients get additional care is being used in our healthcare. Research was published in the Journal of Science. Apparently, these algorithms may be biased. Artificial intelligence experts have been warning for some time that bias in the automation could cause unintentional harm in the future, but it's happening right now because the technology is being used right now, especially in hospitals. Researchers lay out how the common algorithm is being used in hospitals. It's being used to assess whether a patient needs extra care and making recommendations based on that. So according to the researchers in the Journal of Science article, the algorithm has disproportionately suggested more white patients get continued care than black patients, even when the black patients were sicker. So according to the research, 17.7% of the black patients got the extra care compared to 46.5% of white patients. So the algorithm is used across the healthcare systems to estimate the impact on millions of people. So how is this happening? Well, the algorithm is made by a company called Optum, and it quantifies what it means to be sick. So rather than using illness or biological data, you know, your health record, for instance, the algorithm is using the cost and insurance claim information to understand how healthy a person is.
So the more dollars spent, the logic is in the algorithm program, the sicker that person is. So the more your money you spend, you must be really sick. So the data revealed that less was being spent on black patients in part because they were receiving less care. Duh. So there you go. We got problems in the healthcare industry. Don't you know we got to prey on that? And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this flu zone vaccine. Now, you know, scientific medicine has been telling us for a while they're really concerned about the elderly, those over 65 years of age. They're worried about them contracting influenza that they know promote a flu vaccine now that's four times stronger than the regular flu vaccine. So they're saying, hey, our elderly, our baby boomers, they need this vaccine so they don't get the flu. That's the message. So the media often also informs us that the older we get, the weaker the immune system is. And they also tell us that infants and children don't have an established immune system yet, and they need the stronger vaccines also. So the product is called Fluzone, and it's made by Sanofi Pasteur Pharmaceuticals. And it's advertised aggressively through your doctor's offices, hospitals, on TV, radio ads, and print media. So Fluzone is marketed as, quote, a high-dose influenza vaccine. And most patients have no idea what's in the vaccine other than it's promoted to be better for them. It protects them better. So we're going to take a look at this vaccine and see what's in this product here. What's inside that shot, right? So we're told now that Fluzone influenza vaccine contains four different influenza pathogens called a quivirulent. The vaccine is approved for individuals as young as 6 months of age. And how would any patient know if they were being given this influenza vaccine compared to the standard one? Well, they wouldn't, because normally the patient doesn't see the syringe being prepared in their presence. Now, Fluzone is cultured on embryonic egg, chicken eggs. Afterward, the influenza pathogens are then treated with formaldehyde. And this vaccine is promoted as being thimerosal or mercury free and preservative free. Here's a quote from the FDA, August 2017, on this vaccine. They say Fluzone is a high-dose injected flu vaccine formulated for people over 65 years and older, and it contains four times as much flu virus antigen than standard influenza vaccines. Now, isn't it interesting that they say it like that? So here you have the FDA saying the vaccine is intended for older adults, not for infants or children. Interesting. And what's even more interesting is this is what is called a split virus vaccine. I bet you haven't heard that one, right? That's kind of a new term, I think. So what is a split virus? Yeah, well, according to the prescriptionlist.com folks, they report that Fluzone vaccine is chemically treated with a chemical called Triton X100. This is classified as a detergent, and it's used in laboratories, and it's used in industries that are using a lot of nanotechnology. So the detergent is used to extract proteins and to penetrate living cells. So once a living cell, pathogen in this chemical's in the living cell, it reorganizes the structure within that living cell. Uh-oh. So this is a biochemical application that changes the living organism and the relationship between the structure of the cell, such as the membrane. It's often used to collapse a membrane cell structure. I don't know. We're going to learn more about this interesting vaccine on the other side of this break. Be right back.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
Are you prone
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about this flu zone vaccine, this is the high-dose injectable flu shot. And right before the break, we're talking about, what makes it so different. Well, and we were talking about this chemical it's treated with, Triton X100. So here's a quote from the National Academy of Science, their September 2010 issue, and they say, detergents are widely used in biology for protein extraction from cell membranes and the crystallization of proteins as stabilizing agents and as membrane permeabilitating types of agents. So Triton X100 is one of the most widely used surfactants to extract proteins and reorganize cell structure of living cells for, get this, transfection. Transfection. Well, so does that mean the vaccine is supposed to infect you rather than protect you? Kind of sounds like it. Well, let's look at this. It appears that the Triton X100 ingredient is used in what are called RNA vaccines to allow larger quantities of pathogens to invade the host. So human cells consist of proteins, enzymes, and a lipid bilayer membrane. Now, according to the September 2010 National Academy of Science Journal, large amounts of Triton X100 if you expose cells to large amounts of it, or if you expose cells too long to this detergent, it causes toxicity and disrupts cell function and even kills the cells. And how it does that is it collapses the integrity of the lipid membrane of the cell. So science knows it's kind of difficult to avoid damaging cells when using this detergent agent. So they recommend in science not to use concentrations higher than 0.15 millimeters. So it's got to be less than that. Here's a quote again from the National Academy of Science. They say any concentration of Triton X100 above 0.15 millimeters is fatal to human cells. Damage to the cell membrane is irreversible. Well, according to the reports, the Triton X100 is used to split the virus cells. And this split cells, when it splits the cells, they are then suspended in a chemical solution that resembles the human body pH. This allows for what is called a hemagglutinin antigen, or HA, concentrate, which magnifies the influenza cell's ability to attach to and bind to a human cell and then fuse the virus membrane to the endosome membrane of the human cell. I know it kind of sounds technical, but you get the, it's a docking thing to the human cells and it's fused together and it ain't coming off. Now, according to the journal, Cell, October 2006, they say this process allows for a pathway that normally regulates proteins and lipids and exploits them. In other words, it's a way that the macrophages, which are part of your immune system antibodies, operate. So what this whole process does is it hijacks your antibodies. This whole split cell serum thing hijacks the macrophages your immune system produces. So what kind of pathogens are in this vaccine? Well, the pathogens in the Fluzone vaccine are three strains of bird flu influenza in subtypes A and B. And the injected adult dose is 0.5 milliliters into the arm muscle. So if we convert the 0.5 milliliters to the milliliter restriction of the Titron detergent, it becomes 500 milliliters, and how much of that serum, the Titron X100 is in the serum is a big question mark. We don't know. So this vaccine is a refrigerated vaccine, and it has to be kept at 35 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and two doses are recommended for children 6 months to 8 years, and in anyone over 9 years of age only gets one dose. So of course, you know, the children's dose is not the adult dose version, so that it is, you know, dose by weight kind of thing. Well, what's in the Fluzone packet insert? You know, what's the instructions to physicians that come with the vial that, you know? Well, if we look at the inserted documentation that comes with the vaccine vial itself, we find they admit the vaccine has limited effectiveness against influenza, yet it's recommended for pregnant and lactating women, children, and the geriatric population. Also included in the insert is some warnings. At the top of the list is Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological disorder. Allergic reactions, they have them listed as severe, including anaphylactic shock, respiratory arrest. They also have altered immune competence, in other words, immune system disorders. It compromises your immune system. It has a carcinogenic promotion factor, so it's called carcinogenesis. It can promote cancer. It has a mutation factor, so it has mutagenesis, so your genes can be mutated by this thing. Blood and lymphatic system disorders, as well as eye disorders, nervous system disorders, including convulsions, febrile convulsions, myelitis, which is a lot of swelling of the brain, facial palsy, also called Bell's palsy, optic neuritis, swelling of your optic nerve, dizziness, and syncope, which means fainting. Also listed is vascular disorders, respiratory disorders like wheezing and tightness of the throat with pain, skin disorders, rashes, Steven Johnson syndrome, which is this red bluish blister rash that affects your mucous membranes. That sounds painful. Gastrointestinal disorders, pregnancy risk can be as high as 20%, but they're still collecting data. They just don't know. They didn't test the, you know, they didn't even test pregnant lab rats. Okay. Vaccine has not been evaluated also for the effects on infertility and abnormal crying, irritability, tiredness, pain and swelling at the injection site. Overall feeling of sickness, vomiting, fever, and headache are the other reported warnings with this vaccine. So the vaccine insert also admits that any vaccine that has its components, which include egg protein, will create a risk of severe allergic reactions such as anaphylaxis. Now, where have you heard that from your doctor? I don't think you have, right? According to the clinical research, the vaccine did slightly better than the placebo. Wow. Well, let's look at the rate of reporting because, you know, the reporting of adverse reactions to flu shots has always kind of been dismal. The true statistical raw data is never reported on clinical trials, and therefore the effectiveness of the drugs, especially vaccines, can be highly manipulated. Now, I heard this information directly from Dr. Anthony Morris, who was the former FDA chief of virology, and he also told me that vaccines were these medicines are highly guarded secrets in science, and the public is really not told the truth about them. So the truth is the vaccines are designed to corrupt the natural immune system response and seed the body with disease that can lay dormant for many years. Okay, now this is from the chief virologist at the FDA. I heard this from his very lips. Now, vaccines are also cross-reactive with other vaccines, especially those vaccines containing different pathogens, so like your DPT or your MMR or your flu vaccines with several different pathogens in there. So it has the potential to create new and highly virulent diseases that physicians have never encountered before. And the risk is much higher if genetically modified pathogens are being used in vaccines, such as the new polio vaccine. This is a genetically modified polio vaccine not seen in nature, and it seems to be highly cross-reactive with the influenza vaccines, and that's why you see this very severe myelitis crop up, the polio. So, really, I like to empower myself. I hope you will, too. You can empower your own natural immunity. I think it's real imperative for anyone who has a weak immune system to think about strengthening the immune system with medicinal herbs, which are there to support the immune function. And if you'd like to know how you can do that, you might want to call Apothecary Herbs, and you can discover how powerful you can be at protecting yourself from disease just using a lot of these medicinal herbs. So this is a time to educate yourself on all the recommended treatments that are you're supposed to get, and not just take science word for it. Investigate that. Call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog. They have a full line of immune-boosting formulas. You can call and ask. 866-229-3663 is the phone number. 866-229-3663. Of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And God says from Genesis to Revelation, his herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. Why aren't we trusting that? Why aren't we using that? Why aren't we seeking that first? Right? We should. We're supposed to seek God first. And if, you know, all of his creation is his, you know, why aren't we trusting in his medicinal herbs? That's the big question I have for a lot of people. But I think the more time goes by, people are finding out. They're learning. Free catalog. Sign up today for the free online newsletters under Books and Newsletters tab. Submit your email address and get empowered. I got to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more.
It's as sweet as candy. Taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay up begging if I can for sure.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
We're back here in Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about stress and your glands and how you can take the stress metabolically off your glands and deal and cope with stress so much better, because our glands take a big hit when we're stressed out. According to the American Institute of Stress, our health suffers in many ways if we're too stressed out, and they have a chart that tells us 44 to 50% of Americans are feeling more stressed than they were just 5 years ago. So the level of stress is this indicator that our economy is also, a thermometer needle on our economy. Is it stable? Is it not? Is the government doing well? Do people believe the government's doing well? So stress levels are reflective of that. So one in five people feel they are burdened with extreme stress, where they experience even heart attack symptoms or tremors and depression, when they know the reality is different from, their stuff they're hearing on the news. So all this puts a lot of strain on the human body, especially our glandular system. And that's part of our immune system respond as well. It helps us survive, helps us deal with stress. Our glands are real important. So we're going to take a look at how we can help our glands out, strengthen them. Okay. So the American Institute of Stress was also saying majority of Americans, the working class folks, they're working 60% harder at their jobs for less money, and this also is contributing to a lot of increase in stress. Actually, they are able to show the equivalent correlation that there's 10% increase in strokes because of it. So physicians are seeing also an increase in the number of patients that come to them for stress-related issues. 3 out of 4 doctor's office visits fall under this category of stress-related visits. And it's been scientifically documented that stress is kind of a stumbling block for 60% of the illnesses we develop. For instance, stress will increase our risk of heart disease by 40%, heart attack by 25%, stroke by 50%. And people under a lot of stress tend to be upset, and 40% of them will try to incorporate unhealthy habits to try to relieve their stress, like, drinking more alcohol, or smoking more, eating comfort foods and putting on more weight, using stimulants like more caffeine, the energy drinks, and even illegal substances. So this leads to other problems down the road. A lot of that can lead to complex sleep deprivation, increased risk of having accidents, addiction, of course, and accelerated aging. So not good. So how does stress affect your mind? Well, anyone that's gone through a lot of extreme stress or prolonged stress can confirm that it creates a great imbalance, especially in mental health. So emotional areas of the brain are affected by this. And we're told that at the top of the stress profile are life events like, death in the family, death of a child, death of a spouse, divorce, and unemployment. So according to a lot of research, stress like this can have negative physical effects on the brain. So we're told emotional areas of our brain can actually shrink under stress. Our brain can shrink. And this would help explain why a lot of returning soldiers that have post-traumatic stress disorder suffer from a lot of stress and psychiatric problems, because it has negatively impacted the physical contour of their brain. Well, let's look at the cost of all this stress. Well, we're often reminded how expensive diabetes or obesity is on our health and our economy and the healthcare area. But stress is, it far outstrips those conditions by $100 billion because stress is $300 billion a year. So it's greatly magnified. So diabetes and overweight, obesity is $100 billion cost to our economy, but stress is $300 billion a year. So if Americans are working harder and longer hours for the same or even less pay, they unfortunately really can't afford to take a vacation, which is one way we tend to relieve stress. According to the American Institute of Stress, 24% of U.S. employees work an extra 6 hours per week and don't get paid for that. Working for funds that do not keep us up with inflation is bad enough, but when an employer refuses to properly compensate you, that really creates a lack of trust and even more stress. You know, and you hear that in the news, you know, Amazon mistreated its employees, Walmart, and so forth, and you go, you know, they're trying to make a living, and they just don't need this. So working funds are real important to help us cope better with stress. And in Europe now, in England and in Spain, now, if you want to look at that, comparing to workers over here in America, workers over in Europe are required to take 30 days off per year. That's their government requires them to rest, you know, and take a vacation. 30 days a year. I mean, Americans are lucky if they get 2 weeks, you know, plus I guess the national holidays. But the average American gets 18 days off per year, and that includes 10 working days and 8 national holidays. So 2 weeks vacation and your 8 national holidays. People of France, they take 7 weeks off per year. Okay. Well, let's look at the workers' attitudes and what happens when a lot of stress builds up. Research is indicating if you get a lot of job-related stress going on and it's extreme, employees don't really quit their job. They're actually quitting their boss. The boss is adding to their stress. So people quit when a lot of extreme coworker tension and stress exhibits, or if the boss makes the job harder and the workload is too ambitious. You know, it's just unrealistic. So let's recap. So stress can have a kind of a snowball effect. Job-related stress can lead to loss of income. A loss of income can provoke relationship problems. And all this can lead to poor eating habits, malnutrition, inadequate sleep. And we haven't even added the stress created by, you know, watching the news or reading emails or dealing with social media. Those things are stressful, too. Wow. And what are some of the symptoms? Well, some people may not know their symptoms are stress-related. They go to the doctor because they have maybe fatigue or headaches or digestive problems, maybe a lot of muscle tension or appetite problems. Some people grind their teeth at night, or they lack libido, or they feel just plain dizzy. So when there is extreme stress, symptoms can be a lot of lack of energy, nervousness, irritability, anger, depression, crying, and socially or emotionally become disconnected, and you kind of, you know, just, you know, antisocial, and that's not normal for you. Well, let's look how we can help the body deal with stress. So our glands help our body handle stress, and in particular, the adrenal gland is the body's shock absorber for stress. So what exactly does your adrenal gland do then? Well, healthy adrenal glands will secrete hormones to protect you from becoming obese, to help you cure you from diseases, protect you from premature aging, and also protect you from stress. And how does the gland do that? Well, it has 3 hormones that it manufactures and secretes, which help accomplish all of this. And it's epinephrine, cortisol, and a hormone that is called adrenal steroid DHEA. You probably heard commercials where they have all these supplements with this in it, you know, to help you feel better, feel more rejuvenated and euthanized. But it's DHEA, and it's dibidropterone, if I pronounce that correctly. It's a long word. So this is like a trio of hormones, and the epinephrine is your hormone that we know is fight or flight. And if you are threatened or anxious and your heart rate will go up and more blood rushes to your heart and to your muscles. And so you're faster, quicker, stronger kind of thing when you're feeling really threatened. So you'll have a higher tolerance in this mode to pain. Your pupils widen and your brain function speeds up. So during this phase, it's really possible that you may see maybe an attacker come at you, but it seems like it's in slow motion. So the adrenal gland can become exhausted if it is having a constant higher put out than normally needed for epinephrine or adrenaline. So how could this happen? Well, adrenaline junkies, you know, bodybuilders, obviously soldiers in areas where the body can become addicted into adrenaline rushes, Evil Knievels out there, bungee jumpers, you know, the skydivers, that kind of thing. So epinephrine should only be used by the body in real emergencies. So the human body does not have an unlimited supply of epinephrine. So keep that in mind if you're a thrill seeker. Now, the cortisol hormone helps control your appetite. And it regulates the immune system's inflammatory response rate and provides a lot of emergency energy to your body. So some individuals are, you know, on prescription drugs to replace the cortisol hormone if they can, and they tend to encounter some nasty side effects when they take that. So pharmaceutical adrenal support is kind of a tricky business, and the cortisol level can become either too high or too low, and it causes all kinds of problems. Now, for example, if you have osteoporosis, kidney damage, or weight gain, edema, high blood sugar, yeast infections, low immunity, allergies, and cancer, modern medicine has really no preventative therapies that can detect the beginning stages of adrenal collapse. So it's really not until the patient receives a diagnosis of Cushing's disease or Addison's disease, which is adrenal cancer, that any medical treatment through drugs or surgery is recommended. So a lot of times your problems can mimic other problems and they just don't associate it with adrenal gland. Now, the DHEA hormone that your body likes to make, it builds protein and assists your immune system in fighting disease, and it repairs damage to cells that disease causes. So if you don't have DHEA in your body, it can't really make male and female reproductive hormones either, like testosterone and estrogens. And it also can help hold off the effect of aging, so DHEA is important. So women are more severely affected when adrenal gland dysfunction happens, and they tend to experience more difficult transitions during menopause and premenopause. And let's just touch on the adrenal cancer for a second, because if you receive a diagnosis that you have adrenal crisis, it means that your adrenal gland has typically cancer. The adrenal and the supra-adrenal glands are these triangle-shaped endocrine glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and their primary job is to help you deal with stress. So how common is adrenal crisis? Well, it hasn't been a really major problem until recently. Not all cases of adrenal malfunction are reported or diagnosed correctly. However, the ones that are being reported account for about 300 to 500 cases each year. Oh, I'm past the break. Sorry, Frank. Let's go to break. More on the other side.
Scared in case I fall off my chair and I'm
to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Helping your glands out if they're all stressed. You're stressed? Well, we're going to help you out here. Well, right before the break, we were talking about adrenal cancer. The average age that people get adrenal cancer, usually middle-aged and the elderly. Adrenal problems are usually picked up on MRI scans when a patient is usually preparing for some other procedure or they've been in an automobile accident. So children are really not immune to adrenal malfunction, and are most often female children. So research has not been really able to pinpoint the risk factors and claim it can't be prevented. That's what they're saying. Well, let's see what happens if you have adrenal problems. What are some of the symptoms? Well, some signs your adrenal glands may be malfunctioning. If you get fatigue, weakness, if your immune system's low, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, skin problems, hair loss, and depression. So as you can see, those could mean anything to a doctor, and they have to run a series of tests to, process of elimination. So adrenal disease can mimic other types of health problems, and so patients are usually misdiagnosed as having depression, insomnia, obesity, lupus, arthritis, or even being menopausal. Well, let's look at some of the nutrition we could take to help our glands out, because the human body is really designed to regenerate and heal itself if we just don't, put a stumbling block before it and we make sure we give it the right nutrition it needs. So healthy glands are they enable you to deal with a lot of stress and deal with it better. So if, for instance, if I had adrenal problems, I would use a combination of herbs that would be, help the glands. That would be, help the glands take the metabolic stress off of them. So one of the herbs I like for glands is mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. This herb will soothe a gland and take metabolic stress off of it. So let's say you have a thyroid that's exhausted, for example. This could be the reason for thyroid disease, and even most recently, Rutgers University decided it was the thyroid responsible for sleep apnea. So mullein's a good for helping glands that are exhausted to soothe them. Also, I like to use lobelia herb. It helps create an exodus of toxins from glands. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of immune boosting. I like ginseng. Ginseng will also give the gland stamina when it's tired. So ginseng, American, Siberian, whichever. But it's good for – we use ginseng also when we're coming off of a long convalescence because we really need help for stamina after we had some invasive surgery, you know. Echinacea is a good immune support herb. So is astragalus root. I like to combine the ginsengs with my echinaceas for support. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have all these herbs. They even have a product called Emotional Stress Formula. Now, this is an interesting thing. You want herbs to take stress off glands and you want to boost immune system, but this formula also offers natural B vitamins for the nervous system, which is important when you're under a lot of stress. So, and it's hard to get natural B vitamins these days. All the stuff is synthetic. I think a lot of the B vitamins you see in the stores, they're made out of human waste or out of fungus. Just really not cool. The other things that, you know, if you're worried about your bones during hormonal imbalances and stress, then plant-based calcium is really good for all your connective tissues and bones, and also your immune system needs natural calcium. But the only problem with this is that most people don't use the right calcium. They'll use ground up, you know, cow bones, seashells, dolomite, which is rocks. Or they'll use, you know, animal types of calcium from cow's milk. And the body doesn't really like those versions of calcium because it's missing boron and magnesium that it needs to have in the right percentages so it can uptake the calcium and utilize it properly. So when you look at your plants, though, oranges, green leafy vegetables, and your medicinal herbs that have calcium in them, they'll always have the same chemistry. They'll have two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium, and God did that chemistry. So it's the most perfect chemistry. If you want a calcium in your system, that's where I go. I go to the plant-based type. And, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have a plant-based liquid calcium for you. They also have some female herbs for balancing cycle and getting through menopause smoothly. So these help balance glands and endocrine system that makes hormones, so you can have a very nice smooth transition through these things. And so the body works all together, and so it's a balance, it's a harmony, it's like a symphony. So when you get the right nutrition and whole food nutrition, so it's not chopped up, isolated, you know, chemical derivatives and the lab just decides how much you should have. Not the same. And there's been scientific studies that say, you know, you can take a whole food nutrient, compare it to a mega dose, supplement, and you can get more done with the whole food supplement that, doesn't have the mega dose. It's because it's properly balanced chemistry. That's why. And so if you've been taking anything out there and it worked for a couple of weeks and then all of a sudden it left you flat, it doesn't seem to be working anymore, typically what happens is that supplement's missing an element. And the body has been providing that missing element for the first couple of weeks so it can utilize everything in that supplement. But then when your body runs out of you know, fitting in that missing piece, then it can't utilize it anymore. So be careful out there. A lot of times you're taking something you want to fortify yourself with, but in the end you may be depleting yourself of something. So I just think I go with God's chemistry, whole food. You can't convince me. Synthetic isolated stuff from a lab where they decide how much you need. I just go with whole food, organic whole food. Okay. Where you have land that's rested and the minerals are in the soil. That's the big difference. We're not talking about conventionally grown anything. We're talking about the organic, the good stuff. So, you know, have a garden, have an herb garden, have a section of your garden that's for herbs, you know. And I don't know if you like to grow echinacea, but, you know, you can get several different kinds of echinacea, angustifolia and poparia. They grow well in most zones. And they're beautiful cone flowers come out of them, very beautiful purple. and pink, and they attract bees, and they attract butterflies, the pollinators, and that's important. And for anybody that has bees, if you have bees, have some echinacea around, because the bees will pollinate the echinacea, and you'll have really great honey. You'll have an immune-boosting type of honey. And I have noticed, Frank, I don't know if you're a honey person, but I've noticed there's different tastes in honey depending on what the bees are pollinating. I find that I like the honey sometimes when the bees are pollinating trees rather than flower. You know, sometimes it's just a different flavor. Frank says honey and garlic go good together. Well, yeah, you're the garlic man. We know that, Frank. I mean, you know, and if you get an echinacea infused honey, you know, you put it with your breakfast cereal, right? Your ancient grains, right? Quinoa. You like quinoa? Oh, I love quinoa with raisins and nuts. Put a little of the honey in there. And that is a slow burn type of protein fuel all day long. It's the ancient grains and a little bit of the honey. I mean, you will not be hungry for a long time. So that's the best way to get your grains and a little bit of sweet. But our glands are real important, and we have to make sure that when we feel stressed, we support them. We can cope better, and we don't have to result to taking, you know, antidepressants and stuff like that. So remember, mullein is good for taking the stress off the gland. And a ginseng is good to give the gland stamina. And if you want, you can add astragalus root, black walnut, some of these other herbs that pair nicely to support your glandular system, help it run better, especially thyroid. If you got thyroid issues, I like to use black walnut, American ginseng or Siberian ginseng, and mullein. And just a wonderful little trio of herbs that have synergistic effects, and they just work splendidly at helping the thyroid balance, because your iodine is in the black walnut. It's all natural. It's a natural whole food iodine the thyroid has to have. And it manufactures its fluids and hormones that the body uses all over the body, especially for neurotransmitters or sleeping and breathing while you sleep. So think about these things. Don't just run off to the drugstore. Always investigate everything that's recommended to you. Really, even stuff I'm telling you. Go out there and investigate it. The internet makes it so easy to find stuff now. If you don't have a computer at home, the library has computers, and the librarians can help you figure out how to simply navigate the internet and find information. It's really not hard to use a computer nowadays, Frank. You could just jump on the internet on a search, you know, browser and find stuff. I mean, I take a minimum probably of 2 hours searching and digging for stuff on any topic that I'm thinking about. And I want to find out those little golden nuggets that I dig for, which, you know, very helpful to know about. I see I'm out of time. I'm sorry. I am, Frank. I ran long. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. Well, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.